Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Jucks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Cakes. Morning, Cakesy.
Hello.
Hello.
John Paul Flame is here as well.
What's up?
Hello to you. Good morning. Eric Bickle. President accounted.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hello.
Jason,
doing well.
Looks like you got paid for the API yesterday. Did you have pick a winner or something for the Arnold Palmer in one of your golf leagues? I didn't see it on my Venmo.
What does it say?
It just says you paid Jason Bishop for
very
the
good.
API.
Always good to get paid.
True.
I don't know who
probably
that is.
Runs a pool and then
Joe,
he's got a dope.
But Butter Gret.
Oh, Joe B? Oh, yeah. I finished third. So I won. How are you getting that?
It just shows up your friends.
That's weird.
It doesn't say what you get paid. It just says,
I had Scheffler and I had Hovland. So you take the aggregate score. And Hovland wasn't very good, but obviously Scheffler won. So
yeah.
I finished third for the week.
That's good. So you got a little cash.
Used to be on that golf pool hustle.
$5.
He's the guy that runs the league.
Yeah, Joe B, my boy.
You got $5.
I got $5. It's a weekly prize.
Okay,
the first place was 95 or 100.
Right.
Second place was, you know, half of that, and I got a third place prize.
$5.
I thought Hovland was going to play a lot better.
Better than losing.
And he did not.
Could have lost. Could have taken an L.
You got a
plus five in the ledger.
I'll take the $5.
Which is always good.
And you got
for
the Players'
you.
Championship this weekend. I know Cakes is looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited.
That'll be fun.
Super excited.
I thought that happened at the end of the year. What do they call the tournament at the end of the year? There's not a Players' Championship?
Tour Championship?
Players
There's
used to be
between the Players' Championship and the Tour
they
Championship.
Moved the tours.
Yes, it's different.
Got you.
Yeah. So the calendar's all screwed up. I mean, I guess they spread it out. Whatever.
It's the fifth major.
If you say so.
Say that to Feinstein.
To
he loves it.
Yeah, Feinstein loves
that.
Right?
Yeah, he's a big fan of that.
Well, I like it.
John probably also feverishly following the legal tampering window in the NFL, which officially kicked off yesterday at noon, and just a flurry of moves across the NFL.
Nothing to talk about today.
Including with the Commanders.
How's Kirk Cousins going to survive with that paltry salary?
People can goof on Kirk Cousins all they want.
What did he sign for?
They can goof on him all they want, but that dude
he's made brilliant career moves.
He is the king of making big fat deals. Yeah.
I didn't see the numbers
in the
for
NFL.
Him. What was the number?
4,180.
Wow. Yeah,
and I mean he's a durable guy.
Makes sense.
I would expect
100 million guaranteed.
He's going to make basically every dollar of that deal, like unless he suffers some sort of catastrophic injury.
Yeah.
Like he's going to make all that money.
Yep, you're right.
I know that a lot of people say never pay attention to the big number, just pay attention to the guaranteed money. But for a quarterback, he's going to make that money.
He's just had the perfect situation at all of his stops.
Yep,
getting franchised back to back. Then signing a big deal in Minnesota, then becoming an unrestricted free agent, signing another big deal. I mean, he just made brilliant moves.
I mean, behind closed doors, he he's probably laughing with his agent when his agent came back with the news that, well, Minnesota's not going to fully guarantee your next deal. And he's like, okay, well, then I'll just go into free agency and get a big fat deal from the Falcons, and we'll just leave the Vikings in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, I mean, the Falcons were willing to pay more than the Vikings. Right. It comes down to that. It's pretty simple.
Absolutely.
Well, they've got Sam Darnold now.
They got Sam Darnold, yeah.
That's
their backup
plan. To me, that's a mind-numbing plan going forward.
They're in
for
a pickle.
Them.
I don't think they wanted that, but I
could see them.
I'm sure they didn't want
it. They were in a spot where they were going to get outbid.
I could see them drafting a quarterback in the first round.
No doubt.
Where did they pick?
11?
10 or 11?
Yeah.
So pretty sure it's 11.
I could see them getting a JJ or a Knicks or a Penix. I could see that.
So the Commanders, they were busy.
Because they know Sam Darnold isn't going to be the future, I don't think.
So the Commanders, they were busy yesterday. They made a lot of moves. The biggest headliner name is Austin Eckler.
That's a big one.
Running back. The news came out, I want to say around 6:30 or 7 p.m. last night, that he was being added to the mix. He gets a 3-year deal that could be worth up to almost $11.5 million.
They basically got him for peanuts.
Dollars.
Yeah. They got him for
it's
nothing.
A pretty low deal for a guy who's as accomplished as he has been.
He's a touchdown machine.
Now, he had injury issues last year. He had a down year last year. Hopefully, he's going to have a reduced workload. He's not going to be the workhorse back.
No, but it's perfect with him and Robinson.
Great change of pace back. Great third down receiving back, obviously.
And we talked about that yesterday.
I love that addition at
that price. I didn't think they would do that. I was shocked when they did it. But he's got such a low price. I guess you can't pass it up.
It's amazing how the dominoes fall and how fast they fall in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Because at running back, it was quiet for like an hour or two. And then it was just a flurry of news. Oh, Saquon, he's going to Philadelphia. Oh, let's see. Josh Jacobs, he's going to Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Green Bay is saying bye-bye Aaron Jones. Oh, the Bengals, they're releasing Joe Mixon. And the running backs are just bouncing around all over the place. Yep. You didn't know if the Commanders were going to get in. Antonio Gibson, he finds a new home.
Gibby.
What about Austin Eckler did not sign.
Is really
Henry
good.
Henry has not signed yet.
Yeah.
So he's been rumored to the Ravens.
Right.
That's been the rumor at this point.
Yeah, the first 2 days of the tampering, that's when all the big names and the big contracts start loading up. And then, later in the week, then you'll start getting your 1 years. All the older guys that haven't gotten a deal yet. But all the big names go off the board in the first 48 hours.
He was the biggest name that you're familiar with, that fans are familiar with, Austin Eckler. And I know we're going to go through each of the moves. I think the best move was the Frankie Louvu. And I had never really heard of him before. But he's a linebacker who had 125 total tackles last year. And then if you look at some of the next-gen stats, he's apparently great in pass coverage. Next-gen stats put out something, target rate, and some of it's a little over our heads. It's not terms we're really familiar with, 16th, but completion percentage was first, completion percentage over expected first, covered success rate fifth amongst linebackers, receptions over expected third amongst linebackers. When's the last time they actually had a linebacker who could cover?
And he's a guy whose sack numbers have gone up in the last 2 years as well. So he's had a nose for the quarterback of late, which is nice to see, too.
I mean, you got to be, who knows how these guys are going to work out. I mean, some of these guys, I don't know. I don't have a
crystal
ball. Good bio on. I don't know anything about Nick Allegretti. But what you have to be, hopeful in is the fact that these are all positions of need. And then you just have to hope that Adam Peters and all those guys in the front office, they know that these are upgrades.
I'll give you my grade.
And they're going to make these units better.
I'll give you my grade about week 8. I'm reserving my right to evaluate
that. I mean, on paper, they all look great.
But I was excited. I thought, Nick Gates, he fills the center role or guard. Andrew Wiley, they know him. He just came from Kansas City, even though he was lowly rated. The enemy knows him, obviously. Yeah.
Center was obviously a position of need. They went out and got somebody.
Yep.
And they got a guy who was
Tyler
in the Pro Bowl.
Biotish.
He was in the Pro Bowl 2 years ago.
So they did the move, too, where now they're weakening a division rival where they poach both Biotish at the center spot and Dorrance Armstrong at the defensive end spot, both from the Dallas Cowboys. You ship them in. You make the Cowboys weaker. Everybody wins.
The early part of the tampering period for the Commanders, once they got involved, I don't think anything happened between 12 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
It felt a little bit like Ron Rivera,
oh, we're going back to the team.
Right.
It's a different guy, so we're not saying that. But when Ron Rivera did it, it was like, oh, he's just plucking all these old Panthers.
Right.
And Dan Quinn, and I know Adam Peters is running the show, but they were plucking Cowboys. Plucking, and they even plucked a guy from Carolina in Louisville.
Hey, as long as they're quality players, I'm okay with guys having relationships with former players.
Well, you're
going to
pick guys
stop.
You know. These are guys they know they're familiar
I'm
with.
I'm just saying it's the same criticism we had of Ron Rivera.
The difference is Ron hesitation. Had like 20 of them.
He had many of them.
Well, and also, Rivera's players weren't very good.
And they were coming from a bad team.
So let's hope that these guys are good.
At least the Cowboys are decent.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of a difference.
And they also add a new kicker. Brandon McManus gets a one-year deal, $3.6 million.
So I've had him on many a fantasy team.
He's been on a lot of fantasy teams.
When he was at Denver, he'd hit boomers.
Sure.
So does that mean there's a competition or is Sly going?
No, I don't think there's a competition.
Sly was a free agent?
I think it's Sly.
Bye-bye, Sly.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Best of luck in your next
city. He's a free agent, but they also, and I think it's also a good move because Sly was inconsistent, especially at extra points. And last year, McManus didn't miss an extra point.
Right.
And he missed five field goals, but three of the five were 50 yards or more. He's got a big leg.
He's going to be bitter when the ball doesn't carry like it did in Denver. But I'm sure he'll adjust. He has plenty of leg. He'll be okay.
I think, at least right now, Commanders fans are really optimistic about the moves and feel good. And this is even before. Look, a couple of these moves happened after 9 p.m. I didn't see the Nick Allegretti thing or the McManus thing until this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I put up a poll on our Instagram page. Follow us there, Sports Junkies Radio, and 50% gave it a B, 36% A. So that's 86% right there. Only 14% C or lower in terms of grading what the Commanders had done through the first four moves. And the first four moves were Edge, mm-hmm. which was Dorrance Armstrong. Now, if you look into it, he wasn't a guy who was on the field a ton. I think he was only on the field for 40% of the snaps or something like that, but was an impact player, and obviously Quinn knows him.
Mm-hmm.
They get the center.
I trust that Quinn can use this guy in a perfect situation, mm-hmm. and he can be productive.
They get Luvu, a linebacker. They desperately need linebacker help. And then they get Eckler to pair up with Brian Robinson. Those are the first four moves. And then overnight, you add Allegretti and McManus.
Mm-hmm.
Toss in Zach Ertz. EB, you're talking about Charlie Casserly's formula of will there be 12 starters in year one that'll be there in year three? These are a lot of starters.
We'll see.
You would hope.
We'll see. I'm reserving judgment. We'll see.
The Eckler move is like an eyebrow raiser because he's been so productive when healthy.
Right.
20 touchdowns a year for a couple
of years.
Right,
but it tells you, though, where he kind of ranks, though, with the little amount of money that they gave him. Like, he got almost nothing.
Yeah, I was surprised. Like Tony Pollard signs for about $8 million in Tennessee, mm-hmm. and Eckler gets, like, less than half of that. And I understand it's because he's older. He's coming off of a subpar year.
I mean, he's 28.
He's not really a full-time player.
It's not like he's 40.
I understand, but, like, in running back years, and that dude's had a lot of touches. He's had a lot of damage to his body. So hopefully, you know, Robinson and Rodriguez, those are your grinders and your pounders. And I would guess Eckler 12 to 14 touches per game.
That would be a lot.
To kind of keep him fresh.
That would
something
be,
in that range.
If you got 12
you
to 14, that, well, I just think
I mean,
it would
like
be
running the ball and receiving.
I understand,
combined.
But I think that would be like there'd be an ideal scenario. Like that would be perfect. That's a lot. It's a lot of touches.
Maybe 8 to 10. I don't know. I don't know exactly
eight
what his
to
role
10.
Is going
to
look like.
He's going to get so many more than 8 to 10.
I think he's the primary back.
Austin Eckler is going to get minimum.
I think he's the number one.
Austin Eckler is going to get more than 8
so.
To 10.
I don't think so.
I don't think he's the number one back.
Oh, I do.
He's going to touch the ball.
I think Robinson is going to be the guy that carries the ball 18, 20 times.
That's fine, but you're going
to. Eckler's going to get 4 to 6 carries.
What?
No way,
I just
man.
Don't see him being the primary back.
He's better than Brian Robinson.
Well, I'm not saying he's not a better player.
But he's a receiver.
So why are you not going to have the better player
I'm
on the field
have
more?
Him out there catching balls.
I don't think he's the Austin Eckler that you think he is.
He's not the guy that you want grinding between the tackles for.
He's not the Austin Eckler
a
couple
but
years
he's gonna,
ago.
But he's so explosive, he's going to touch the ball more than 8 to 10 times. He caught 107 balls
no, I think
two
what
years
he said
ago.
Originally is.
I said 12 to 14 touches 14. Per game.
All right, I like more than 14.
Total
8
touches.
To 10, way more than that. He's going to have 14, at minimum 14 or 15.
See how his health holds
Hopefully
up.
You're right. I'm remaining very neutral on it.
I think he's going to be really good for a young quarterback, whoever that is, when they draft him, to dump it off. He can get, you know, 6 to 8 catches a week. He can.
Oh, he's definitely capable of that.
Yes.
I mean, just it's a matter of does his body hold up? Is he fully healthy? Is he 100% back?
I would think that he is. I mean, by September, I would think that he
Listen, I trust it that Anthony Lynn, you know, he knows what he's getting.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously
he comes on
a great recommendation.
What was then San Diego, I guess.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Played in 14 games last year. Now, the yards per carry went way down.
Yeah.
He's traditionally been around 4.5.
He played in 14 games, but he was probably healthy for less than half of those games.
Yeah.
Like, he was dragging, I think it was an ankle injury that really hampered him throughout the season.
Still caught 50 balls.
Yeah. No, he's an explosive pass catcher, and that's why they signed him. Because that's not what Robinson really does.
But when he's healthy, look at the year before that. He caught 107 balls.
Right.
I'm telling you, he can be a weapon. Austin Eckler will be a weapon here.
I know.
Especially for a young quarterback. Well,
I hope he bounces back to that form of 3 or 4 years ago where he's scoring 18 or 20 touchdowns per season.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a guy whose best years are behind him, but you guys are singing a different tune, so I hope you're right.
It's a good, low-cost, potentially high-reward type of signing.
Yeah.
If he bounces back.
I feel like if he was the Austin Eckler you guys are describing, he'd be getting $10-plus million a year.
Yeah, he would sign deals like Jacobs.
Right.
And well, he's a smaller back. He's coming off the injury. I guess he's almost 29.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess those are all factors.
If he's doing what you're saying, it'd be the greatest bargain in the league.
All right, well, let's just look at 2 years ago.
I know what he's done in the past.
But it's not like it was 7 years ago. It was two years ago.
Yeah, but these dudes
127 targets.
These dudes, we know this. We've seen a million running backs run 150 miles an hour into a brick wall. And they're just never the same.
All right. I mean,
I'm hoping
it's certainly possible.
Case.
It's certainly possible for him to have a bad year.
Yeah.
But
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think that they're going to use him. They think if he's healthy, they're going to use he's going to be an integral part
good,
of their offense.
Like down-to-earth. Like, good dude.
Yeah, right.
I heard he's like a good guy in the
Hard
locker room
worker.
All that. Yeah.
And he's into fantasy football. He's a big fantasy nerd. Uh-huh. He's one of us. Which
so let's hold on. Let's talk through the offensive line now. So we have, I guess we still have Wiley.
Yep.
We still have Cosme. Mm-hmm. We have, however you say his name. How do you say him?
Tyler Biadasz.
Biadasz.
Yep.
Allegretti.
Allegretti. And then we have a big hole at left tackle.
How do you see draft
Sadiq
left
Charles.
Tackle?
Sadiq
so
Charles,
he's
I think,
in can't rely, starting left can't tackle.
He's a free agent, I think.
Oh, he is?
I'm pretty sure he's a free agent.
You know who your
agent.
Starting left tackle is? Either the 36th or 40th pick. Or you package those two picks up, move up, and grab your left tackle
well,
at the end of the
done.
First round.
They're going to sign another 3 or 4 guys today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
still
think.
In the mix.
Cornelius Lucas.
He's also a free agent, I think.
You know what? That's a guy that they might want to sign.
Yeah.
Because he's helped them out in pinches before, and he's a decent depth guy. I wouldn't hate seeing him re-signed here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so lots to get to on the show today. We will be joined by Chris Russell. The Rooster's going to join us coming up at 8 a.m. We'll get deeper into the Commanders' free agent moves with him. And this is a great guest to have during legal tampering free agency. Warren Sharp, founder of Sharp Football Analysis. He'll help us break down all the moves from the Commanders and more. That's coming up at 9 right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.